He had a very long career in France, from actually the very late 1700s into the middle, almost third of the 1800s. He held important posts in France. He was highly regarded worldwide. And he was part of the reaction against the French Revolution, against the Enlightenment, atheistical speculation. He rose to prominence during the Napoleonic era and thereafter. And he was an anti-deist. These views, while they clearly can be seen in his work, he built his work rather on speculation, as the earlier people had seemed to be highly speculative. The Enlightenment was sort of looked down upon it by then, by the early 1800s, as a time when people were hypothesizing out of whole cloth, including some evolutionary-type views. Let's get science back down into empirical research. And when Cuvier did so, he found plenty of evidence for creationism. Now, in his early work, he focused on the internal structure of various species rather than their external structure. He did careful morphological research on how species are designed and laid out internally rather than a superficial view of their outside. And from this work, Cuvier concluded there are only really a few basic patterns of animal organization. They're vertebrates, mollusks, articulates, and radiates. And the various species that we see out there are simply variations on a type, simply variations on these basic design types that work. And then looking at individual species, he saw that the bodily interactions within each species are so delicate that any significant change in them would render the individual incapable of survival. For example, the hawk needs its sharp eyes. It needs its talons. If it didn't have the talons that it had, it simply couldn't survive. Organisms within, in their internal structure, in their organs, are so neatly balanced, the way the heart works, the way the lungs work. The balance is so intricate that if you tamper with anything in an organism, the organism will collapse. They're beautifully designed beings. He also showed by experience that species breed true to type, that they don't seem to devolve from other types as, say, Buffon had speculated or Denis Diderot had speculated. No, they breed true to types with only superficial varieties, because if there was any fundamental alteration, the whole thing wouldn't work. If you had a major change, the individual could not survive. It just couldn't work. It's too delicately balanced. From this sort of viewpoints, the origins of new species through evolution was simply impossible. Now, it's no surprise that this view fit with Cuvier's basic Christian convictions. They did fit with it. But in his case, they were fundamentally based on his scientific empirical research, which was of an impeccable quality, of an unprecedented quality. Now, he became, over time, the chief of the French Museum of Natural History during the Napoleonic era. And there, Cuvier moved from sort of individual research to overseeing an entire laboratory. And there he oversaw the first comprehensive collections of fossils and biological specimens. Napoleon was conquering much of the world, and he wanted to bring trophies back to Paris and to the homeland of France to show his wondrous conquest. And at this time, science was a vehicle of showing success and power and authority, and so bringing back fossils and obelisks from Egypt and mummies from Egypt when he conquered Egypt, and different things from Russia and different places that he went, they were sort of trophies to bring back for France. And Cuvier was in charge of overseeing a lot of them. From his research with these fossils that he put together and from his research with the biological specimens that were brought back, he found that there were no significant change in living organisms over time, either in the fossil record or recorded history. That is, the fossils seem to be unchanged from the earliest time they were collected to the latest, the species remain the same.